Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
By request, Bob Marley, One Love, 8:37. Good morning, everybody. It's Bill and Jessica Show.
Good morning. It's going to be some clouds early this morning. Sunny skies, highs in the mid to upper 70s.
Big congratulations going out to Amanda Gordon from Ocean View. Got hooked up with that Kalamata Mazay Bar gift card, $50. Also going to hook up our buddy Coach Nate, Nathan Lopnauer of Berlin. He got hooked up earlier. Congratulations. Jess, you got all the details.
Yeah, so $50 gift cards to Kalamata Mazay Bar in West Ocean City. Mm-hmm. They have the best in Mediterranean culture. It features a variety of spreads and grilled meats and fresh seafood and also seasonal vegetables. Enjoy authentic Greek, Turkish, and Moroccan-inspired plates. It's perfect for pairing with handcrafted cocktails or a nice glass of wine. Visit their website at kalamataocmd.com.
Jess, before we get into celebrity buzz, I want to mention this Saturday, we're going to be at Pohanka in Salisbury. Make sure to come on out, 10 to noon, DJ Hux and myself. It's a big fundraiser going on out there, and you got all the details.
Yeah, so make sure that you come on out. It's a fundraiser benefiting the Swoop Softball 18U. It's Fall 2025 Softball Power and Performance Camp. Power and Performance Camp will be for softball players ages 12 through 18. Food available starting at 10 until sold out. The camp is 12 until 3:30. Vendors and raffles 10 a.m. until 4. And it's just going to be a wonderful event. They also have vendors that will be set up. Starbucks, Texas Roadhouse, Spicer Brothers, and so many more. And just like Bill said, him and DJ Hux out there live 10 a.m. until noon.
Yes, absolutely. So, again, make sure you come on out there this Saturday. Let's raise some good money, you know, for the softball team.
Yep.
So, that's what it's all about. 8:39, let's do this.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rika on Power 101.7.
All right, Jessica, Celebrity Buzz. Jess, what you got?
All right, so, Bill, this story is just for you.
When you say that, I'm like, oh, God.
It's just for you. NASA's Perseverance rover has discovered Martian rocks.
Oh, really?
That may contain traces.
This is for me.
Of ancient microlife.
Okay.
All right. So the samples drilled from a dried river channel show chemical features that resemble biological activity on Earth. Now, an administrator with NASA, Nikki Fox, said that the findings bring scientists one step closer to answering whether life once existed beyond Earth.
Okay.
That's just for you, especially that last sentence.
Well, look, you know,
one step closer to answering whether life once existed beyond Earth.
Who are we to say it didn't or it doesn't?
So I saw that and I was like, oh, this is a Bill story.
Look, UFOs, aliens, other kind of life, you know, off Earth. I mean, again, who are we?
Bill is into it.
So still know what's out there.
So there you go.
I mean,
we'll see what the findings say.
You know, you just don't know. Is there life beyond Earth?
Or was there before? That's what they're trying to find out.
Possibly.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to see.
Possibly. Okay.
All right. And then Justin Bieber's UConn has reached number one on the Billboard Rhythmic Airplay chart this week, marking the pop superstar's first radio chart topper in 3 years. And speaking of the Biebs, he stripped down to his briefs to take his Segway for a spin. The pictures are now trending online, but he's comfortable in his own skin and on Segways. He's 31 years old. He shared footage of himself balancing on the two-wheeler through some tough terrain while wearing nothing but a pair of undies.
All right. Were they pumpkin spice? We talked about that earlier.
Oh, my gosh. There's a 10-slide Instagram gallery. Justin Bieber makes his way through a wooded area on a sunny day on his Segway, and he's traveling down a gravel road. He flashes a grin in each frame where his face is visible. He did not include a caption with the post or any audio as well. He shared several other uploads on Wednesday of his outdoor adventures, including content of him sitting on a jet ski and two different types of amphibians. Wednesday's post was not the first time Justin Bieber appeared on social media in his undies.
You were talking about UConn. Of course, you can hear it right here on Power, but also Daisy's huge joint right now. So
yes,
you can hear both of those joints right here on Power 101.7. Yep.
And then something else that has been trending is Weight Watchers has now selected Queen Latifah as the first spokesperson for their new menopause care platform. The company released Weight Watchers for Menopause ads featuring Queen Latifah with music from Nelly sampling Bustin' Loose from Chuck Brown. And Weight Watchers described their program as offering medical guidance, nutrition plans, lifestyle support, and community resources as well. David Letterman's early NBC years are returning to TV through his streaming channel, Letterman TV. The 24-hour channel on Samsung TV Plus will now feature more than 1,800 episodes of The Late Night with David Letterman. The channel launched in 2024 as a home for his CBS archives. Now, for the first time, it will combine both his NBC and CBS legacies. And this, you know, I don't want to like get back into this somber moment, but Charlie Kirk, there was no indication of safety concerns before this Utah shooting death. So he was apparently loving every minute of his college campus tour. He was in great spirits, never indicated that he had any concerns about his personal safety. And this is all according to a friend who talked with him almost daily. He even talked to him that day. Sources close to the situation tells TMZ that Charlie talked to a friend of his for about 20 minutes over the phone on Tuesday. During that call with him, they were looking forward for his upcoming Turning Point USA events and also other speaking opportunities. Charlie never voiced any concerns about his safety while being out on the road, and he had extensive conversations with different friends. He never spoke about personal safety.
And just, you know, we'll play it again, this bit of audio, but conservative commentator Charlie Kirk shot and killed while speaking in a college in Utah. He was only 31. The hunt for the suspect is on. Here's some eyewitness accounts of the shooting.
All of a sudden, I heard just one pop. His head kind of fell back. And then I saw everybody dropping, so I dropped down. And then the next thing I know, they said, run. So we all took off running.
We heard two pops, and we ran. Some people were standing there still taking videos. So I went back out to look over the railing to see, like, maybe someone just did some firecrackers, something like that. But more and more people were screaming, crying, dispersing super quickly from the scene.
Charlie hit the ground. We saw him fall. But it looked like the shot came and it hit. He was facing us, and it looked like it hit the left side of his neck.
And then we all took to the ground.
Man, just awful.
Horrible.
Mm. Yeah. Prayers to everybody, the Kirk family. I mean, it's just a terrible situation. It is the Bill and Jessica Show. It is the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Mm-hmm. We told you that we would never forget. We will continue every year to play tributes. This is some of the live television coverage from September the 11th, 2001. Good morning, America's Charlie Gibson, Diane Sawyer. Still wondering what caused the smoke in the first World Trade Center tower. Shocked when the second plane hits the other tower. They immediately realize there's an attack in progress.
Mm-hmm. It appears that there is more and more fire and smoke enveloping the very top of the building. And as fire crews are descending on this area, it does not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
I did not see a plane go in. That just exploded.
You just saw another plane coming in from the side.
You did. That was out of my view.
Yes, and that's the second explosion. You could see the plane come in just from the right-hand side of the screen. So this looks like it is some sort of a concerted effort to attack the World Trade Center that is underway.
Mm. If you want to check in, let us know where you were that morning. Mm-hmm. We talked about it earlier. You guys were checking in earlier, 302-858-5117. 24 years ago this morning, the Twin Towers fell in New York. The Pentagon was attacked, and passengers forced terrorists to crash United Flight 93 into an empty field in Pennsylvania. Here's a montage to honor the victims of 9/11.
On September 11th, 2001,
planes crashed into upper floor of the World Trade Center.
Our very freedom came under attack.
Hey, we're trying to recoup. We lost all units here in this area.
Today,
We pause to remember a day that tested our country.
Tower 2 has had a major explosion and what appears to be a complete collapse.
But there's no possible way to begin to describe it.
Nearly 3,000 lives were lost in the deadliest attack on American soil in our history.
This is a moment to pause and reflect, to heal, and to rededicate ourselves to the American spirit.
May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Of one nation indivisible.